From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Internet trolls are becoming increasingly pervasive in society by impacting elections and making social media a little less pleasant. KUAR intern Michaela Ely has a look at how Arkansans are being impacted.
Bryant business owner Danny Martin logged onto her store's Facebook page for her weekly live stream when suddenly about 50 men were viewing and posting questions about a couch.
I couldn't figure out what was going on. And, you know, you're live on camera and you're trying to talk about your business. It was very unnerving because it was clearly some type of coordinated activity.
She researched what happened and found it's a coordinated form of trolling, typically targeting businesswomen who stream sales pitches online.
You know, this is clearly harassment based on gender because it's predominantly men targeting women. And, you know, a lot of these women are stay-at-home moms or single moms, and they're trying to do this activity to, you know, earn some extra money for their family, and now they got to deal with it.
Martin retaliated by reaching out to the employers of some of the men who participated.
I feel my responsibility is to protect myself and my business. You know, if somebody comes after me or my business, I'm going to do what I feel is appropriate to protect that. And so that's why I took the action that I took.
Nico Diaz is a writer who went undercover for 8 months, infiltrating trolling communities. He discovered an entire subculture with its own rules and hierarchy.
You have people of any kind of group setting, any kind of peer grouping that you can put together, you're going to have friendships forged. So that's not something we can credit to trolling groups and say, yeah, well, you know, what's special about these groups is XYZ. But what you can credit to these groups is the negative side.
Diaz says some were bored people looking for fun or homesick soldiers looking for a connection. But there were still others prowling the internet looking to spread the darkest, most unsettling things you could imagine.
I spoke to one woman, for example, who she's Australian. And, you know, she had some kind of confrontation with a few of them. And they doxed her. They found out, you know, when her husband died in a pretty bad car crash. And they found the accident photos, the photos from the accident, from the crash scene. They were posting them.
Social media has seen a more intimidating form of trolls growing in recent years, spreading misinformation intended to polarize social media users on sensitive issues. Professor Nitin Agarwal is the director of Cosmos, the Collaboratorium for Social Media and Online Behavioral Studies at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. He says sometimes the trolls are people enlisted to spread misinformation, and other times they are automated bots.
Here we are developing these algorithms that can detect such types of malicious behaviors, both automated and non-automated, and be able to present to the user what type of inappropriate content might exist on these websites so that the user is more aware, as opposed to getting the content and the malicious user suspended. We try to educate the end user before they see the content.
Agarwal says there is a lot more that needs to be done to combat the threat trolls pose.
This has to be a three-pronged effort. Certainly, we need to have more sophisticated algorithms that can defeat these inherent algorithmic biases. The second step is definitely the education and awareness, which comes from these tools. Third aspect of the solution would be a co-regulation. Co-regulation, what I mean, is not just regulation by the government, but government and these the media industries like the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all the social media companies should come together to propose certain guidelines, certain rules.
What can you do when online behavior begins to hurt your real life? Typically, you would be told to just ignore trolls until they go away. Unfortunately, experts say this form of harassment isn't likely to go away anytime soon. Michaela Ely, KUAR News.